Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vita Blue. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Vita Blue. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is called out on strikes. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Grich steals second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Palmer. Brown moves to second. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Vita Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Duncan for a passed ball. Grich moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to third for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Echeverrin moves to third. Palmer moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Blair reaches second base with a double. Echeverrin scores. Palmer scores. Buford moves to third. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris bunts between the mound and first base. Palmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campaneris for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Rettenmund reaches second base with a double. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rettenmund moves to third. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Echeverrin is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Grich moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooks Robinson now playing third base. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Jackson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rhett and Mund. Epstein reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epstein moves to third. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Epstein tags and scores. 1 out. It's 5-1, Orioles. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Larry Brown. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.